Welcome to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2019. How's everybody doing today?
Real good.
I'm great.
Wow. Real good?
Real good.
Why real good?
I don't know. It's just a good day. Had a good weekend. Doing a little spring cleaning on my office.
Were you in pain again this weekend?
Or? No, I you know, I thought the problem last time was I didn't drink enough water, and I may have overcorrected this time. I drank way too much water. Thank you, people who built the Percy Priest Dam trailhead and included a restroom there. Good job.
It's always nice to have a bathroom when you need one.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Bailey, did you have a good weekend? Did you hit Broadway again?
I did not. Nope. I stayed at home, hung out with my cat, like every good single white girl.
Wow.
Wow. There you go.
I guess.
Do you have any animals?
No.
He does. Living on his front porch.
Oh my gosh. It's like Wild Kingdom at my house now, man. So we found out, I took Gavin to a friend's house, and I noticed down the street, there's this property that the airport owns, and it's in the middle of a neighborhood, but no houses have ever been put on it. So they're doing something about drainage or something, and they have cleared off, like, tons of all these woods and stuff. Well, since then, we've got skunks and possums and deer and all this roaming into our neighborhood.
Nice.
And it's not nice when I'm scared to walk outside early in the morning when it's still dark and I don't know what is going to be there to greet me. I mean, right at my front porch, I show Bailey these videos. One was of a skunk just like hanging out at the door like a cat waiting to come inside. And the other one was, it was horrible. It was actually frightening. It was this huge possum.
Wow.
Mama possum with like six babies. Ooh. Riding on her back.
Nice.
It wasn't nice. It was right out of a nightmare.
That's great.
Well, if it's so great, why don't you come and get them?
Dude,
you
can keep them as pets. I trapped a skunk last fall.
I trapped a skunk.
I was trying to trap a groundhog that was living underneath my porch. I ended up getting a skunk instead.
You know the difference between the two of them?
I do know the difference between two of them.
Okay.
One's for eating and one's for putting making gloves out of.
Wow. Which one do you eat?
Nevertheless, I trapped it up against my house, and so I was like, oh my gosh, there's only one way this is going to end. And
yeah.
Luckily, I think it was a smaller, maybe like a juvenile. It wasn't like an adult skunk. And so I covered it with some camouflage that I had that I use when I hunt, like a blanket.
Yeah.
First
of all, was this like a trap? Like you set a trap, or you just like trapped?
No. This was a trap to trap like a possum or a groundhog. Right,
like the box. Yes. They walk in the door.
They walk in, they step on it, and it traps them in there.
Okay.
So, I did it up against the house, and then I took this like canvas, camouflage cover I had, and I covered it because it says if they can't see you, they remain calm. And so I would do these things in like 5-minute increment steps.
Yeah.
So I first approached the skunk and then I walked away and it didn't spray me. So I was like, okay. So the next step was I went and got the camouflage blanket and I threw it over it. And then I waited like 5 minutes. And then I walked up to it like super quiet and I grabbed the handle and nothing happened. And then I took it out to the middle of the yard. And of course, just like every trap made in Tennessee, after a few uses they don't work properly, you know. So like I had to like Zach rig the back of this cage, you know. There's for somebody who doesn't know, this cage has an opening door. When an animal walks in, it steps on the lever and the trap closes. And then what you typically do is you don't let them out that way because you have to set the door and it's very meticulous. There's a gate on the back that you unlock it and you lift it up and then you let the animal out that way. Well, it wasn't that simple. I had like taken it and woven it through, you know. I didn't think I was going to catch a skunk.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like a groundhog and I'd have some gloves on and I could punch it in its face or something if it like attacked
that
me.
Was the plan?
Yeah. You know, with a skunk, you know. With a kind of like Bailey hits her face on the mic sometimes. So anyway. Really? So I basically I think I took like a broom out there and hit the cage a few times to see if I could upset the skunk, you know. And I don't know if it was out of like juice to spray me or if it was tired of spraying people, but it didn't, we'll call it juicing me. It didn't juice me. And so I then rolled back the back part of the cage and I went in and it took me like 2 or 3 minutes, you know, or however long. It felt like an eternity. And I was able to get it undone and I was able to take, you know, then I walked away again. And but the cage door wasn't totally open, so I had to come back like 5 minutes later after I regained my composure and I used like something to knock the cage door down. So now the skunk could leave. But of course, it did not.
Yeah.
They don't want to leave.
They like it in there.
They liked it. He liked it. She liked it, whatever it was. And so I think I went to bed that night and woke up the next morning. And, you know, it's like 8 o'clock. Getting ready to come into work. I'm in my dress clothes. There's the cage in the middle of the yard. And I'm like, okay, is my skunk still in there or not? So, like, I start walking out there real slow. And, like, I grab the cover that I put on there. And I pull it up. And thank God the skunk wasn't in there. Because it, like, the mesh, like, caught the cage. And it, like, flipped it in the air. And, like, I would have... It probably wouldn't have sprayed me. It would have like tried to gnaw one of my appendages off. And then it landed on its top, and then it like I couldn't get the tarp off of it because it was catching on the cage, and finally I got it all off, and there wasn't a skunk in there.
All right. First of all, I'm really tired from hearing your skunk. It was a very interesting story, and
thank you.
But
that's not how you want to trap a skunk.
No.
I would encourage no one to ever try to trap a skunk.
No. No, that's not a good idea.
But if you're trying to trap a possum or something else, then you can't help. It's not like it's, you know, I could put a sign above the cage, skunk's not allowed.
Right. I don't want to trap the possum. I want the possum to cease to exist. I have this question about your, at the risk of making the skunk story longer.
We're only going about 8.5 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining the podcast. We'll be back next week. So do I understand that you trapped the possum in your yard?
It was a skunk.
I mean, the skunk, yeah, in your yard against your house. And then you pulled it to release it in another part of your yard.
Yes, I wanted to get it away from the house. I didn't want it to spray my screened-in porch.
It didn't occur to you to maybe send the skunk somewhere else besides your yard where
it was. What am I supposed to do? Like throw it in the back of my van and drive it to... Like to the football stadium and do it out there in the parking lot?
In front
of like Marcus Mariota.
At least go to your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Why would I? I'm not a mean neighbor. This was my problem. I could have shot it. I actually was in my legal.
Now you're thinking.
I was in my legal rights
mm-hmm.
to shoot it.
Second Amendment.
But I didn't. I had mercy. I had mercy on that skunk.
I'll get him going. I'll get him going, drivers. By the end of this podcast, I'll get him going.
I had mercy on the skunk. And
well, good for you.
I didn't take him out.
And you never saw the skunk again. Maybe it was such a traumatic experience.
It was there a few weeks ago.
Well, walking how do you around know it was the same
carpet,
one?
Walking, it probably wasn't.
And you haven't made the connection yet between releasing the skunk in your yard.
And more skunks.
And being merciful and helpful to the skunk.
I do know that the skunk did leave for a long time, but... We have a lot of skunks in Mary Oaks, and we have foxes, like baby foxes,
yeah,
and deer,
we've seen foxes
and
too, yeah,
all kinds of stuff. So that's just part of living in the city.
It's a real-life Bambi.
It is now. It is now.
Oh, drivers, I promise you we do have more to talk about than me trapping animals like it's 1830.
If you had told that story while you were wearing like a coonskin cap.
I could have done that. Would that have made it better?
It would have.
For you, they can't. The drivers wouldn't have been able to see that, so I don't know that they would have enjoyed it as much. But for you, it would have been. I think it would have been good.
I think it's an important piece.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Well, we've got a couple things to talk about, a couple unique things that Bailey dug up for us today.
Yeah.
About some things that have happened on this day in history, and a super special day coming up later this week for all of you ice cream enthusiasts. And then a new segment that we're going to do.
I can't wait for this.
California, Ohio, or Florida. We will explain more about what that means and what it is when we come back. You're listening to The Drive Podcast with Zach Kirsten Bailey. Hang with us.
Hey, M&W, this is Bart. Do you know about the Ally Health telemedicine? This is a benefit M&W offers where you can speak to a doctor on the phone without physically going to a doctor's office and paying for an office visit. They can treat things such as cold, sinus, rashes, headaches, insect bites, skin inflammations, and more. It's only $2.50 a week, and it covers everyone in your household, and there is no limit to how many times you can call. Once you set up your account by entering your information for you and your family, then you select your pharmacy. There's an app that you can download, you can go through the steps, and even upload a picture, and a doctor will call you to discuss your symptoms. This is not associated with your medical insurance. The only time UMR insurance will come into play is if you get a prescription. And the doctor you are speaking with on the phone will send that prescription in for you. My family and I have used this 6 or 7 times and we love it. It has saved us hundreds of dollars by not having to go to an urgent care, a walk-in clinic, or see our primary care doctor. If you can eliminate one urgent care visit, this benefit is paid for itself for the entire year. You can enroll at any time. It will just not be effective until the first of each month. Please let me know if you're interested. You can also complete the enrollment form on your Paycom app.
Hello, I'm Jeff Olson with M&W Transportation, driver of Truck 536, and you're listening to The Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
All right, welcome back to The Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Maybe we should take Bailey's name out of the podcast because she's starting to kind of get bossy in here. She just told you how to put your face up to the mic.
She was very concerned that I wasn't going to be ready. In
she's like, get ready.
Because I'm the one that gets yelled at when I move the microphone.
You move the microphone with your head. Yeah.
No,
you run into Bailey. You run into the microphone.
I do not. I have never ran my face into the microphone. Mm-hmm. That is lies. That is fake news.
Get him.
Touche.
Get him.
Touche. I like it. All right. Well, Chris is a professional. I think he knows exactly where the mic needs to be.
Oh yeah, I have a keen sense for these things.
Well, these day in histories are not as hilarious as our mobile home launch pad from last week. We got a lot of feedback from that show. We appreciate everybody that listened.
No, but there are lingering questions about these, and Bailey has a lot to answer for.
She put this together for us. So.
I'm sorry that I did not do a perfect job.
All right. So Bailey tells us that on this day in history,
that's your first mistake.
Yeah. I have to send that disclaimer. According to Bailey, and only Bailey.
Yes, because
in 1933,
that's right.
She remembers that the first solo plane flight was completed.
Was that today that happened?
7/22. Okay. Yes, is that what today is? Yeah. So
it was finished on today.
Oh, yeah. It's finished today.
Today, right. Good old American Wiley Post landed in New York on this day in 1933 after flying around the world. It took him 7 days, 18 hours, and 49 minutes. The plane was named Winnie Mae. I wonder why New York was the place of choice. Wiley Post and Winnie Mae don't sound like they're from around them parts. But... Interestingly enough, he died 2 years later with Will Rogers in a crash when attempting to fly across the North Pole.
Wow.
Now, fast forward 50 years, and in 1983, the first solo helicopter flight around the world was completed, this time an Australian, Dick Smith, and he left on August 5th, 1982. So it took
a hot minute.
It took almost a year.
Almost.
So here's the problem that I have. Obviously, this guy stopped. All right. I have a problem with a record for flying around the world if you make stops.
Are you really doing this?
You had to stop the plane.
You have to get fuel.
Back then, they were not fueling midair like they are now.
Yeah, I mean, does it still count? I mean, I could walk around the world. It'd take me a long time, but if I got to stop.
So you're telling me if you walked around the world or took a car around the world or...
You'd have to swim at some point.
No, not necessarily.
Are you going to not stop?
Oh, no, yeah, you would.
Ever?
Well, I just think a record for flying around the world should be you take off, you fly around the world, and you land.
But even the biggest jets now couldn't make it in one.
They'd have tank to have be fueled by air.
Okay, then let's do that.
They couldn't do that in 1933.
In 1933, this was like a two-seater plane with like...
Why are you being so unreasonable about this?
I don't understand why you guys think that this is so unreasonable.
I just think that it is what it is. It was 1933. Now, if somebody did this today, I mean, it wouldn't be as impressive, first off, so nobody would do it because we're flying all over the place. I think you got to put yourself back in 1933. Like, the fact that he just went around the world, period, and was able to land in some probably very desolate places
is impressive. It took him dang near a year. He probably had vacations on the way. I don't think this was the harrowing journey that everybody
thought. The plane only took 15 days.
Right, I'm talking about the helicopter.
It only took 7 days to do this.
I'm talking about the helicopter. In 1983.
But it's a helicopter. That was a good year. It's not meant to.
You've switched gears on this fast.
No, I said in 1933 was the plane. 50 years later, in 1983, was the helicopter. The helicopter took off on August 5th, 1982, and completed its journey in 1983. Yeah, I guess that would might help, but. Let me guess. Cancun, Hawaii.
No, he went north first.
Okay.
So Dallas to Montreal to Sept-Îles, Canada.
Stopped in Canada twice.
Three times.
Three.
Then to...
Lame.
Quetag, Canada. This is what I get for trying to read French. Then Sonderstorm, Greenland. Then another place in Greenland that I'm not going to try to say. Then the Shetland Islands.
I'm a big fan of the Shetland Islands.
Also, I like their ponies.
Yeah, Shetlands are the best. So.
I had a Shetland pony.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Bailey.
Then London, then France, then Italy, then Greece. Then Egypt.
Hurry, our viewers are falling asleep.
Right. Egypt so that's the point.
And basically made it all the way back.
So is that so amazing?
Have you ever been on a helicopter, though?
No.
You've never ridden? I mean, it's not like a plane. Well, I think that's why.
I'm aware of helicopters. Even though earlier I said I didn't believe in helicopters. That's a conspiracy theory. Exactly.
I'm still just laughing at the fright on your face of seeing the possum and possums riding awful. On their back.
It was awful.
So you know what a helicopter is. Obviously, it doesn't fly like a plane. I've been on helicopters when I worked in television, and you have, you know. So, yeah, to me, it would be impressive that a dude went all around the world in a helicopter, because helicopters are really just designed to get you 100 miles and in. You know, it's just move somebody from one place to another to get them to the airport where they can get on a jet or a bigger plane and fly for a further piece of
destination. I get what they're designed for. I'm just saying
that is impressive. And, I mean, the fact that it happened in 1983.
It's impressive to you. All right, what about this?
So I guess my thing is, and kind of what you're talking about, so in 1933 it was impressive that they flew a plane across the world, and it took 50 years before they did a helicopter.
Yeah.
What would need to fly across the world today for you to be impressed?
Would it be I would be impressed with any of those if they took off, stayed up in the air, and didn't land again until they got right back to the same spot. All right, hear me out.
That's
on this one.
I don't know that you can. I don't know that you could.
You could. You could.
Could you fuel a helicopter?
Well, here's my idea.
Midair.
Maybe we'll try this on the podcast. Let's fly a helicopter around. Do you have a helicopter?
I don't.
Can you get one?
I can't.
I think they're a helicopter. When I was Googling helicopter stuff, there was something came about like helicopter tours in Nashville. So
okay, so yeah, we steal one of those helicopters. So that's practically done now.
Yeah.
So you've seen the helicopters that they carry the big buckets of water, you know, to put out fires. Mm-hmm. Why don't we fill one of those with gasoline and put a sump pump down in there and run her down into the fuel tank? And
because I doubt that's even enough.
Are you our safety director here at MNW?
I wouldn't do this with a truck. This is a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Flying bomb that could land on a house or a school.
Or maybe it would be enclosed. It would be like a bucket of gasoline, like sloshing around.
A bus of kindergarten students coming back from a field trip to the zoo.
Is it raining?
There goes gasoline? Chris's helicopter falling to the ground.
He's trying to break a record, kids. Just wash that gasoline off your face.
He only has 500,000 gallons of fuel to make it around the world. Oh, and it wouldn't be fuel. It'd be jet fuel, which is highly explosive.
You can't just go and get some gas.
Be a divot in the side of.
Is that what they run on, jet fuel?
Yeah,
helicopters do.
I think there's older helicopters that probably don't, but the ones I've flown in run on jet fuel.
In 1983, that was just regular old leaded, 79 cents a gallon. Man, we can get that done.
No, absolutely not.
You're not in then.
I don't know that I am. Let's move on to something that we all love, some food. Did you know that yesterday was National Ice Cream Day? Did you have any ice cream yesterday?
No.
I didn't. My girlfriend brought me some ice cream yesterday, so wow. I did.
Good
Got
for
me
you.
Some Sonic. Did you get any ice cream yesterday, Bailey?
I had a lot of ice cream over the weekend.
Good.
I bought these awesome little ice cream sandwich things.
Yes, I had an
ice cream. They were salted caramel pretzel what? Ice cream Ooh. Bar sandwiches.
I had an ice cream sandwich for the first time in a long time on Sunday.
Did you all do this in celebration of National
No, ice cream I had no
Day?
Idea that it was doing it.
I did because I did the research on Friday.
Did you know? So you knew. Well, did you also know that it was you knew it was National Junk Food Day? Did you eat a bunch of junk food?
That I did not.
Okay. Did you eat any junk food yesterday?
No. I've been on straight and narrow for quite a while now.
I'm trying to think if I ate. Yeah, I probably ate.
Since Joey's. Yeah, since pretty Joey's. Much.
So, and then I highlighted this before the break for all those people. Thursday is Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Sunday Day.
Sunday Day.
Sunday Day.
Who is the sanctioning body that decides what day it is? Because there's a day for every day is a day now. Is there like a group of people that says today is
left shoe day? There's a bunch of websites called like a holiday today. I don't know who makes these decisions.
We need to find out because it seems like they're very arbitrary and very
Why can't there be a Zach, Chris, and Bailey podcast day?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Can we get a national day for us?
The worst thing is probably yes.
Can we get that done? If you're not going on the helicopter thing with me, let's at least try and do this. And then we'll talk about helicopter later.
Okay, well, we're going to need to come up with said day.
I think what day Zach, Chris, and Bailey day is.
What day
of the year.
Week?
Whichever one's not being used, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't want to do like Christmas Day.
They overlap on each other, don't they? There's like a bunch of different things on each day.
Right? There is.
Right, that's why they had ice cream day and junk food day
just
on
pick
the same
one.
Day.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. All right, guys, we talked about it coming up next. California, Ohio, or Florida? We'll tell you about it more coming up next on the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey.
Hello, I'm TC Harris, driver of truck number 568, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
Welcome back to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Boys and girls, it's time to play. Zach had this idea, and I think it's a great one. I think this is going to be, I think I'm gonna nail this for sure.
California, Ohio, or Florida. So here's how the game goes. Bailey has chosen three news stories, and when she's gonna read the headline and maybe some quick excerpts from the story to give us an idea.
Okay.
And then Chris and I have to choose which state it was. Was it California, Ohio, or Florida? We'll keep track of it because we're going to try to do this every week. And we may change the states up here and there.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, we may change the states.
Florida has to stay.
Yeah, Florida's got to stay. California probably, I mean, Florida probably will stay forever. We may change some of the other states up. We'll have to wait and see how many emails we get and how many people we offend. But so basically she's going to read the story and then we got to choose. Now, all three stories could be from California. All three stories could be Florida.
Oh, so it's not one each.
Yeah, we don't. It could be. It could be anything.
I
so,
choose all Florida.
Yeah, I told her to try to throw us off. So
okay.
All right, Bailey. Why don't you lead into the first story?
First story is police cite carpool lane cheater with dummy passenger.
So
that happens all the time. We need a little more info. That's Nashville.
No, because nobody gets cited for driving in the carpool lane.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody pulled over for that in my life. So basically, just you can tell us more, Bailey, but this is a guy driving in the HOV lane.
And it is a guy, right?
He has a dummy.
It doesn't say.
Ooh. It's a guy.
All right.
Would you like more information about said dummy?
Yes. I think that can help.
It was a mannequin.
Okay.
With a wig. Oh, no. It was just a mannequin head with a wig and what appears to be stuffed clothing. And the police officers have named her Angel.
Wow.
This has got to be California.
It has to be. I mean,
because you're thinking about traffic and everything else. Yeah. And although, I told Bailey to kind of... I'm going to go Ohio.
Are you really?
I'm going to change it up, and I'm going to go for Ohio.
I see where you're going there, because it's so obviously it's a California thing to do.
Yeah, because of traffic and everything else.
I'm going with the chalk on this one. I'm going to go California.
Okay, so California for Woody, Ohio for Zach, and the winner is?
Chris. It was California.
I see. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes you outthink yourself.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Your gut was right, though.
Bailey's learning at this producer job, too. So
I am.
She's going to have to trick us.
And I'm not going to lie. This was a little harder to research than I thought it was going to be.
Because, see, what she doesn't realize is that there's a point system, okay?
Oh, really?
And every quarter, whoever wins, all right, gets ice cream from the other two people. Now, she wins by stumping us. So, like, see, you got a point for getting it. I didn't get any points, and she didn't get any points. Now, if she would have chosen, like, let's say it would have been Florida, she would have got a point.
Okay.
So that'll help her to me make sure she's picking stories that'll stump us.
Okay. Well, now that there's
can I pick
money
something else besides
this
ice cream if I don't want ice cream?
Yeah. You can choose whatever it is you want within, like, a reasonable amount, and we have to take care of you on it. Right. And you can eat it in here on the microphone in front of everybody.
Quinoa or sprouts or something like that.
Kale.
Next story, please.
We need to talk about my smoothie at some point, too.
No.
It's more frightening than the possum.
It's impossible.
Next, City Hope's Baby Shark song will drive homeless away.
Okay, so tell me more.
I'm very familiar with the Baby Shark song.
I know. I think if you have children under the age of 18, you're familiar with it.
Tell us what's going on there.
I don't have children, and I know what the Baby Shark song is.
We can't sing it because of copyright rights.
Probably not.
Okay, so Bailey, you got to give us more on this. Are they playing the song like at one of these tent communities or something?
To play it throughout the night so the homeless people will not sleep on the patio of a city-owned rental banquet facility. So by playing it loudly through the night, they're hoping that the homeless will just be so annoyed and
so
angry
they'll disperse.
That they'll just leave.
They'll disperse and go sleep somewhere else.
That's one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my entire life.
Apparently, it's a loop of Baby Shark and Raining Tacos.
Raining Tacos is a horrible, 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 annoying kid song as well. I would not. Yeah, that it's going to do the trick. It's going to work. But, I mean, everybody else is going to hear that too, right?
See, and this is where it's like Bailey's never done this before, so I don't know. Is she going to pick from all three states? Because this feels like California to me too.
See, this is all Ohio to me.
You think Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go California. I'm gonna go California. What's your choice?
I'm going Ohio.
Okay, Bailey.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Does West Palm Beach, Florida have a big homeless problem?
Are they elderly?
Apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they elderly homeless people?
They got kicked out of their condo?
And they didn't
pay the homeowner association.
Wouldn't they like Baby Shark? Because like it reminds them of the grandkids that they'll never come see them?
I don't know. Huh. West Palm Beach, Florida.
Wow. Okay.
You're welcome.
Came up with an idea
like that.
That's
a point for Bailey. So Zach is in the hole here. All right, Bailey, give us our third and final story of California, Ohio, or Florida. Hope it's a doozy.
Officers reunite 250-pound tortoise with owners.
Did the tortoise run away really super fast?
He wandered away from his home. And just so you know, they did not arrest him for speeding.
Of course.
After they found him on the side of the road.
How hard is it to find a 250-pound tortoise?
How big would a 250-pound tortoise be?
Apparently.
About 250
Maybe
pounds.
Not as big as you think. Like, I'm talking about, like, size.
I don't know.
Circumference.
According to the picture.
The size of a person.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a lot of weight in the shell because he doesn't look that big. But it takes two officers a lot of effort to get him like 3 inches off.
I see you've got sunglasses up on your Google search skills.
I put in tortoise and sunglasses.
Since the moon boots incident.
I know. There. As I did that, I thought, well, if I put in 200, maybe it's going to pull the story up. I did not see the story. You know what? This feels like Ohio.
It kind of does.
To me.
200. Who would have... 250-pound tortoise. It could be any of those three. I can see the people in my mind that own this thing right now.
Well, you know, it's got to, you know, I'm going Ohio. Bailey, is there any more information you can give us?
No, it was a very short story.
Okay.
All the rest is just about where this is located.
I'm going to say this tortoise must have started at least halfway decent size. You don't just grow that big from a tiny little turtle. So
it could have been inherited.
I'm going to say they caught this thing. I'm saying they're in Florida.
Is it Bailey? How far away did it get from its home?
It doesn't say it. They put it in the patrol car and delivered it about 2 hours later. So I don't know.
Were they homeless?
It took them an hour to get the thing in the.
Did they live in West Palm Beach?
It doesn't say how far he wandered.
Okay, I'm going Ohio.
I'm going Florida.
I don't know how to say this, so it's not California.
Okay, what city was it? Try to say it.
Santa Ynez.
Okay.
It's about 100 miles northwest of LA.
She did pretty good though, so she got us on two of them.
Yeah. So, because you.
The tortoise one seemed a little Florida esque, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought Ohio. I kind of thought, hey, this will be something out of right field.
You're playing the.
I got no points.
No.
You got 1 point.
I got one.
And Bailey got a point.
Yeah.
I got two points.
She got two points. So she's leading in the clubhouse.
You're welcome.
She'll go for ice cream for sure.
She will totally go for ice cream.
Yeah.
Maybe those ice cream sandwiches she was talking about earlier.
It probably would that be satisfying enough?
I thought we had. To, are we going? Is this per game? Because I'm going to be real. It's a lot of ice cream if we're going to do this per game.
Well, I mean, you can choose. You can change. No, it's not per game. No, I said every quarter.
Okay.
So you're leading 2-0, Woody. Good job. And Bailey will work on getting some crazy stories. Those were good, Bailey. Those were good.
It was really hard to find like super weird stuff that I'm not going to lie. I couldn't find anything in Ohio.
Yeah, well.
This week. And these are from this past week.
It doesn't have to be. But it could be from years gone by. So.
Yeah.
We'll try to
bring the crazy.
We will try to tune this thing up and make it as good as it can be. But if you have any ideas for us or things that you'd like for us to talk to, remember, you can always subscribe to our podcast wherever podcasts are listened to, on Apple, Android. You can get an email whenever we drop a podcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find us. And we've been coming up in the Google ratings. We're up over, well over, almost a 300 total listens. So we appreciate all of you drivers out there that are listening to us every week when we put a podcast out there. Guys, it was a great, I think it was a pretty good show. We'll see how it turns out when we get it all dropped down to digital. But
yeah, it was fun.
I'm glad you guys were here to join me today. And I think we're going to get a cool spell this week. Thank God for that.
Yeah, we need it.
It's been really hot.
Yeah,
I think it's storming right now as we're sitting in here. So,
Florida weather.
It's Florida weather. Florida, Ohio, or Tennessee. Yeah. Where are we? Guys, thanks for listening to us. We do appreciate it. And again, tell your friends about our podcast. If you're enjoying it, maybe they would enjoy it as well. So for Zach, Chris, and Bailey, I'm Zach again. This has been the Drive Podcast.
There you go.
Have a great day, guys.